You cannot lose anything because you don't have anything. What you think you have is an illusion. Everything's an illusion, but you don't have anything. And if you need something, you'll get it. That's the way it works. As soon as you need it, not want, that's different. That's neurotic. Need, and it's there. It's already there. That's the way it works. And the other thing is, again, it feels abstract, but you see, there is no separation between any of us. Anything that anybody is going through on this planet affects each one of us. We're all connected. And now, science is doing lots of research on that now. We're all connected. So anything anybody's going through, in some way that's affecting us. Even when you've reached your freedom, it's still affecting you, but now you're free. Now it passes through because you're no longer holding those places in yourself. Now it's care and not concern. Concern is, I don't want that person to suffer because I feel uncomfortable. Caring says, I'm uncomfortable and I care for this person. It's about the other, not the self. And most of what we call caring is not caring, it's concern. So when you say you'll lose something, you don't have anything to lose except your neurosis. There's nothing to lose. Lose as much as you possibly can. Buddha used to say to his bhikkhus, one begging bowl, one robe, and don't stay anywhere more than 3 nights in a row, and move on. Don't have anything, just to prove you don't have anything, until you find, even though you don't have anything, you've got everything. But you've got to stop holding it so it can go away. Existence says, move on, and you say, no, I want my way. And who's this I? Very fucked up person. In misery. And then when things were just the way you wanted it, were you in bliss? Were you in absolute bliss? Did you just wake up in gratitude and bliss and say, oh, life. How often? Twice? That's pretty good. When that sort of bliss is there, just check. Is that dependent upon the outside? Or is it a fountain of joy from the inside, disconnected from the outside? Yes, when something beautiful happens, something gets elevated inside, but it's not to do with the outside circumstance. It'll be there whatever, wherever, however, it'll always be there. Then that's yours. And if not, it doesn't belong to you. It can be taken away any time. You see these people when there's been a flood or an eruption, an earthquake, tsunami. You see these people wailing and moaning and moaning and moaning because their happiness was dependent upon their child or their partner or this or that. To feel sad, yes. But if your happiness is dependent upon something on the outside, you're a slave to it. And it's not permanent. And it's not under your control. Nothing is. Nothing's under our control. So while the feeling of well-being is dependent upon outside circumstances, it's transient. It comes and it goes, it's not yours. Until this thing happens on the inside. That's the treasure. And it happens on the inside when you say, yes, thank you for the outside. Wonderful, thank you for the outside. And whatever I am available, unconditionally, I'm available for whatever comes to me. Jesus said, thy will be done.